Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. Looking at the clock, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, the latest update on Hurricane Michael. There are some new updates here. The pressure has dropped to 919 millibars, making this one of the top three or four lowest pressures of a landfalling hurricane in the United States. So very serious situation, very powerful hurricane. We're getting wind gusts at Port St. Joe of 106 miles an hour. And listen to we've been talking about the storm surge and you know, looking at 6.5 feet already around Apalachicola. So the water's coming in, the wind is coming in. And actually looking at radar, you can see a portion of this eyewall making it onshore between Panama City and Mexico Beach. Very powerful situation with the winds. And it's not just right around the center. We're looking at, you know, hurricane force wind gusts and these rain bands away from the center. And that could be incredibly dangerous. Look how far some of these rain bands stretch. And those are the areas that have the dangers of the tornadoes and also the high winds. But very dangerous situation as this eyewall makes it onto land over the next hour or so. This is something that we definitely want to talk about. Once the eyewall makes it on land, some people, if you're in some of these areas as we travel northward as a hurricane, could get some calm in the eye of the storm. It's very dangerous to be going outside during that time. That calm doesn't last long, and you still have the other side of the eye to get there, and that could cause a lot of problems for folks. So be very careful about that. Taking a look at the forecast with time, catastrophic wind damage. We're looking at trees down, power outages for weeks. You're talking about structures collapsing, roofs off associated with this wind. But we got to look a little further inland, too. So if you're watching this, we can still see a hurricane traveling further north into Georgia, and a tropical storm even into the Carolinas, as we have a tropical storm warning for that flow around the system and bringing some of those winds. So even inland, you can see some of these trees down and some of the impacts. Let's talk about those impacts. We talked about the wind. We talked about the dangers associated with the wind. We also have heavy rain associated with the hurricane. 6 to 10 inches of rain, our Weather Prediction Center putting together these numbers, right around the area of landfall, stretching into portions of Alabama and Georgia. But look how far that you can start seeing this 4 to 6 inches of rain with time. And that, with those winds, can knock down more power lines, could knock down some trees, causing some issues in those areas as well. So it's not just a coastal situation. Deadly storm surge, we've been talking about that for days, and they're already starting to get reports of the storm surge coming in, and that's the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. So we spend time talking about this. 9 to 14 feet is the inundation forecast in this situation, and that we're looking at for Tyndall Air Force Base over to Osceola, you know, River, and that's an incredible amount of storm surge. Think about that above the ground. On top of that, the waves. You can actually get destructive waves on top of those values as well. So traveling down the coast, even to Cedar Key, 6 to 9 feet, all the way into the Tampa metro area, 2 to 4 feet. Very dangerous situation. And we've been talking about not just an issue right on the immediate coast, because the water can go right over those barrier islands and then start forcing their way into the bays and the rivers. So some of these areas can see storm surge well inland. The red area there is greater than 9 foot of storm surge. So think about it. You could be 10, 20 miles inland and still see the impacts, not only the wind, not only the rain, but the storm surge well inland. So we'll be watching this storm, extremely dangerous hurricane, and we'll be watching it here from the National Hurricane Center.